No, can you stop? Everyone is going to be happy with what they get back to one another. We appreciate it. Since we are going to be the party, I'm going to go to the rest presentation that we did. We're going to go to the November, so almost to the month ago. And I'm going to go to that and then we are over to the question and answer the point that. I'm going to give you everything, so I'm going to spend. I'll give you. So, does anyone need me to talk about what the system is or that very good? Okay, so primarily we have the business of building the renewables, building equipment and cutting the renewables and cutting equipment, as well as the last version of their process. Just to understand, welding is divided into two parts, the fabrication train and the repair and reclamation train. Welding takes place wherever steel is primarily consumed in terms of joining of steel and all of that. That's where welding comes in joining. So they talk about ship, railway wagon, car, anything of that sort. You will see different ways in which steel is coming through. You see the sparks, robots, all of that as welding. So fuel welder, all of that is welding. Along with welding, joining steel, there was cutting steel and all of that, cutting products for the spark. And lastly, we have a division which is for the repair and process. This is not related to welding, it's related to fabrication. Very quickly, give you an overview so we can deliver welding content and start moving off as well. Tom, you were part of the joint venture with Polycon since it is from the 2015s. Their philosophy was always moving the ways to have fabrication part of the business separate and the repair part of the business separate. There's two different ways of selling. One of the most standard, selling one of the most specialized ways. That is the same legacy that we follow, that legacy is beyond. Over the years, the changes have happened globally and in India, where the time was already makes more sense that they didn't have it separate. That's it. Okay, so the numbers are here. I'm not going to go into detail of the numbers, but I mean, more detailing on numbers, we can go into all of that. This is just even for our class. So, so one of the important verticals that we're focusing on as well as selling vertical for our product going to the gallery product, this is where we sell learning product, learning is learning products. We go for a new office gap, so I don't get it to invest in. As you all know, the China factor is lower in terms of what we can do over here. The Middle East is also doing well, especially Saudi market, one of those also. But that is well recognized. In fact, we stood out of all business over here with SIP. We've gone back to investing in there, and now I see that on the rise and doing well as well. So, the international business is a primary export division focused on these key markets, definitely targeted as well. That we're focusing on. Now, the base effect is right here, we're just going to build up on that. That's our office. Okay. Slide that over. Sorry, I'm slacking on this. Okay, so the wooden project, which is part of the parent and process equipment division. Is we streamline the cabinet and process equipment division. We have a lot of hits that were taking place earlier on for projects that were not engineering related. Clean it up, reset the account, do all that, management change, all that other stuff happened, and finally we streamline it back to the process. As we streamline it back, we said yes, we focus on the engineering side. This is earlier this year, in June this year, sometime this year, we won this order, which is 125 crore orders, so that this is the last. First, this one of the things that happened, and clear that is more than clear later on. Again, so figures that you all know better than I know, so it's also going to be used there. Working capital and moral amounts. What's important over the years, figure had shot up, I think, 1.8 or 120 crores. And then our business grew, doing everything, we're back focusing on cash flow, especially in our main form business, and that's where we go all down. We're going to see a small, small increase happening here. And it's going to happen on account of two or three different factors. One way to repair this is perhaps some deal gains. Some other than this inventory, switching inventory gains, all of that that's coming. However, we're not getting more involved in supply chain financing, all of that. So you're going to see us having a much, a very, very useful sort. There is a capex element, but it's not being very significant as you have that. So it's going to be sure we have it. Most of these issues are what happened over the last 6 months. Meetings. You all are aware of it, I have explained to you guys the standards are that this is what we have to do more carefully in terms of how we see the market over the previous 6 months. View that. And then, of course, we have a long term perspective as well, but we expect the up and down of India as we move along that cycle. These are to give you an idea of some of the key factors that led to the results. Second wise results, second course, this is fairly utilized. You can go to detail whenever you want to. Again, learning this is expensive. Learning this is done to the consumer, which is what is going to do. So, if you're joining, scheme language together, your learning skill in the middle, learning man in the middle, joining it, sticking together somewhere or more. That's the consumers. And the equipment is the power source that goes to that to drive that better. This is the capex that we expect to happen in this year and stuff like that. And we're pretty much on track with regard to all of that. The merger is in the great and sales, you see it, whatever has been done. And now I will be going to the Q&A. So I'll leave it over to you guys. I hope there's an officer to keep off me in the chat. Yeah. All right, so I'll leave it over to you guys. I think now I'm going to cover it for
that. Hey, if you can explain the welding business, man. Oh, there are commodities, there are specialties welders, and overall, broadly, there are a couple of
things. Welding business is that how it works. The welding business has approximately in India today, there is something called in the welding world, there's something called electrodes. Electrodes are primarily what you see the grill welders or something like that doing at the very basic level. Usually, electrodes take which is our analog. Okay. That is called a consumer electrode. Something like that. It comprises approximately in today India, it comprises approximately 70-75% of our learning is consumed. That product has a coating on it, and it has a coating on it. That coating is a masala that gets added on. Now, we have approximately 500 different variants of it. Depending on the application, usually, all of that, we will address what basically we're talking about. All the way until talking about something over here, it's a very different sort of. The balance 25% of the welding work in India is continuous wires and continuous arcs. Basically, in the process, you have high productivity. That is possible for the time. In the developed world, this has moved to a ratio closer to about 55, 60 to 40, but over a much longer duration of time. India has jumped from possibly, I'd say, 90-95% of this to the continuous products probably the last 10 15 years from 1995 to the last 20 years to about the 70-75% ratio. That's a technology in the example. The second part is the selling of welding consumables happens for us and for most of the 70% to 80%. And here between 60 to 90% of your business is the distribution network. We have approximately 200 distributors that are retiring, 2,300 extremely active, very much work with us. So that spreads out approximately 70-65% of our business. And then you have the direct business to compare the customers in the world, like LMEs, clients, and accounts, and all that move on to the direct to supply. That's what that is.
Commodity welding and specialty.
So, in terms of the bulk consumption, ends up getting used to what we call commodity. So with that, there's a 6-year watch class and stuff like that. There's just a more commoditized piece. There's less facade, there's less of all that being put into the entire thing. So it's called a more commoditized piece. So the pricing is obviously like that. That comes into play in a big way, which is using the auto communicator, stuff like that, even more basic, also general consumption like that. But what you have differentiation based on application, the differentiation based on tools, based on what customers want to be and all that. So you do have that.
In our case, what is the commodity and what is the specialty percentage?
In terms of in an average market sale of the tools, it's about in the region of approximately 80%.
80 commodity and 20 is.
Can I give something? 70% of the product of the world. We're talking value added. So, you know, what I would consider commodity, what we are considering commodity in the business. Okay, 75-25 in that region would be okay. It depends on their sub products, you can decide how to do that, but that's it.
So is that operating industry which is the end user industry for the
non-operating industry is very the auto industry from consumer large commodity. Really to do a large commodity. But at the same time, there will be a percentage within there they will have to consume non-commoditizing. But if you go to the oil and gas sector, it's not very commoditizing. If you go to ship building, not very commoditized. A mix, you know, the shares of the world, a mix of quartiles and very high. It depends on the methodology of what you're wearing, right? Very has to secure your detail. You can add the methodology of what you're wearing. So that seals are benefit. The following seals does that. So where not very critical seals, high temperature seals, one of those applications that could be a large as a quartile. So that has been a variation to the
top. So as the application is, as your form.
And what is the variation in margin between commodities and high value?
I'll just tell you on a cost of goods sold basis.
Variation.
What's the 10 to 50 to 20, 25%? That becomes an each.
Can you talk about the industry structure in terms of number of players, market shares, other imports? Why are your margins what they are? Why is the SAP at what it is?
So firstly, the industry comprises of two parts, something called organized and unorganized. So there's many different versions of what the system is organized and unorganized. Players who are unorganized, they're organized. Because if you feel the number of components, yes, I mean, it's great. Yes, it's volatility and credit cycles and things like that. And it's somewhere in the 5% organized, 35% organized, plus, because I think it's much more organized than it was. That's one. Because the organized structure that exists, there is, I would consider it the top 11 players, of which there's us, there's SAP, there's LinkedIn. There's a Ola, all these guys are sort of set up, I'd say more the tier one kind of structure. And not too far away the tier two structure, there'd be companies like Chi, DNA, DNA Session on, all of those guys would be kind of there. So you know, they're not playing field. So I think from the stock market perspective, it's very easy to compare them. You only find some growth, and you need to find against overnight.
But what explains the margin difference?
So there are many, many reasons to explain the margin. Over the history and bring you to where we are. So,
yes, sir.
So, since around since 1951, I think it's about 2005, I started working here in 2005, I think around 2005, 6, I don't know the exact time. Our margins, our top line, and our bottom line were far ahead of us. At that time, we strategically made a few wrong decisions and we strategically made a few right decisions. And what happened is between 2006 and 2010, if you look at the data from back then, you see a very flip flop ESAP was turned out and Adore not doing very well at that point in time. That was a lot of the strategic decision. That catch up effect is in its own way because. From 2003, 4 to about 2009, this one during this CapEx cycle, which allowed that entire jump in interest rate on high on it. On value. That's one. But having said that, I have to also admit that there are a lot of mistakes that were made by us, which we didn't think about us as a long run, both for a year or two, about us. So that's it. Then you had last 2 years, it's a very smartly, we were globally followed by Goldbacks, very smart on Goldbacks. There are very good structuring itself. ESAP works in a very lean manner where they work out of one plant in India, they source a lot out of China, do all that sort of stuff. I don't like to go to excess detail about the business, I don't know it, normally no one's just it. But there's one person guy running a much leaner system. You see that global sourcing as an opportunity to get lower cost base. As well as today, what they think if you look at that annual report, start getting a lot of global knowledge outsourcing. Engineering outsourcing. So that's what I think 5560 was last year, where they're only servicing the brand. Service costs obviously very low on that. I don't know how that is this year, but I believe they're investing more and more in that as well. So that's the substance. And you said that, where is the agro story compared to that? Sorry. We are definitely bottom line in terms of where we're making a very conscious play and improving our market that we are doing step by step, but it's old ship, turn around, takes a little time. I think these are stronger holding their core pricing with their large ticket customers. I think they are a little more vulnerable because we deal with this before. So I think we're learning how to treat that month on month. And I think you will see an improvement. I don't know if you'll be able to completely catch them on the margin level, but you will see that delta definitely coming down patiently month over.
But is it a premium that SR gets?
In some products, I think they do get a premium about 4-5%. In some products, they don't.
Okay. And market share wise, how would you say from, let's say, because there are new entrants, right, in Bola, so how, where
they have been around for a while, they're not there anymore.
Have you been able to retain your market share over the years since 2005?
After 2005, that's a very long time to answer, but I don't know if I'm in a position to give it up. The new future, I would say the last 5-6 years, the market share is definitely.
Any number you have there?
I think I would say it gives you complete accuracy of that.
But if you look at the top 5 players, right? I mean, or 10 players, how would you stack up? Would it be 30% of the top 5 players?
If you were to absorb all the top 10 players, so you would get the sale you would have on seven, you act together their sale, then you remove them, export cocktails, and do all that sort of stuff. I think there are about 50 of you act. 250 plus another
750
plus 800 when we start. Yeah,
close to
800. 800, 750, 800. And I haven't used survey. There we go. On a top line basis, last year, they did 900. So, on that 900, I would say approximately 60 service in your car, remove that, or that guy would probably 800 plus 250. So comparing about 1100 crores versus us, last year was 60 plus 48. So you're covering about 2000 crores. So I'm removing the players and process to produce. Plus, SAR has some interfere to two companies closing and all that, right? So approximately 2000 crores, not only SARS last year. I assume from whatever data I get that the owners and the leaders of the world and all of them have been somewhere before. 300, 200, whatever it is, somewhere, DNH is 400, like that. So if you were to add up the next 5 guys at an average from, let's say, 400, 500, that means you take 400 as an average, then another 3,000. So you're saying, let's say, 1,000 out of 4,000, 5,000, 20%, 20%. So that's the way I roughly do the math. You can't do anything very different than that, because it's all, there's too small an industry to get any other data.
If you take top 10, that's good enough. So I think between that, you're saying 20-25%, that's fine.
So I think you should be at top in the range of 28-20%.
Is there but that much room to cut costs in your legacy side?
I mean, what are
there is? Which area?
The old ship, that's got a lot of cost. I think that's set up manufacturers in one plant. Today you would be making 7 plus welding and contact.
But then that would be
I'm not saying if the one plant model, but I would actually be doing it in the next 3 years. Oh. We will be making significant changes to the entire manufacturing system. And not only that, I think there's in terms of top, there's also been a top heaviness that we continuously move it out. You've got a lot of the top heaviness part, but the green heaviness will stay with a little time.
But if you consolidate manufacturing to, let's say, 4 locations, theoretically. You look at four different geographies, right? North, south. Is there scope then? Is there real estate and that can be monetized? Is there, what is
yeah, the there's nothing that I have to worry about in terms of real estate. I have enough real estate to be able to monetize, to be able to add. There's no great real estate expense happening. So I'm getting any structures to that. What concerns us more is just in terms of the manufacturing overheads that are there day to day and the scale at which the manufacturing plants are operating. I think are not where we want to be 5 years from now when this plant is built out. So I think there's tremendous. I think, but it's a long, so it's going to take a little time. We won't start work on it, but it'll take time. It doesn't happen overnight, especially. Keep in mind when I keep saying it's a legacy company, it's an ownership, it takes a little time. I can't just walk over more all the time. You don't have 2 days, but not everything.
And how, as far as technology is concerned, how far we are behind SR Works?
First of all, the welding world, I was 21 years ago. We're not at the cutting edge of AI. The welding world is a technology we're not upgrading. There's only so much incrementally someone is different. So I can position it and package it to make it sound like I'm weird. So at the end of the day, you put one more switch and I'm one switch behind it. Let's be very clear and honest on that, right? So firstly, the amount of gap that is there, it's about how you position and package in that regard. Secondly, you can go and acquire, you can go buy the technology, but you can actually work with the high certain technology. I think the perception gap is more important than the reality gap. That's something you have to keep looking on. There are a few issues. What ESA has also done well with Colfax coming in is they've acquired other companies. So the basket of products being sold through that, complementary wire, let's say they bought the basket, very strong portfolio of products, very, very strong approvals are already there. What matters more than technology is the approvals and the fact that you're giving the customer already, they don't want to switch out. Google, ESA has done a bit of purchasing those companies globally. So those are also getting pushed through that intro, you know. And there must be very good margins, I don't know, but I presume because of sanitary wires and all, good margins. So that matters more than technology. The other thing is like saying, you know, you've got that laptop, you've got that laptop, with another 30 RAM. Yeah, I won't buy that RAM, I don't stress about it too much. So it's a way of working it out. It's not a cutting edge. People want to position it like that, it's not working. No, there's absolutely no correlation between the people that the customer will ask you that you would buy. It has absolutely no interest to use one year to buy the other.
In fact, we found that they haven't been in our service.
And we will see some that will take another year or so before we start taking complex. Some customers want to be AMC, some customers understand it's not being complicated to sales. That's what we're doing. I'll say very first 5% of AMC.
What's the value
of the company? Developers can last you 1 year, and instead of talking to a customer like Ajay, Baba, they all want to work with 1 year of us. They don't care, they go project and have them throw it away. Then we have products, you see them on very bright, or you see them at certain oil and gas cost 25 times and last 20 to 35 years. It's kind of warranty of the product would be anywhere between 1 to 3 years in running of them. We have workhorses that are out there in the last 30 years. But it depends, you know, if you're talking about some LNG will pick up a product that says, look, I want to achieve a life on it. That's what I care about. I want to run my projects with it, I want to close it out of the world. So in the other part of it, I like you to sound is that gas cutting is much stronger than ours, and we are looking at doing that, but the gas cutting range is much, much stronger than ours. We know that it was a matter of improving that quarter on quarter. So I am reaching the 1 year, most of the 4 years. I think people will usually come back to Zoom over and hear things.
So, can you
analyze
some of the capacity utilization
of the market? So, the capacity utilization varies. Obviously, the equipment is up there. When you use approximately 70% of the market, you must be somewhere there. Just 75% of our capacity.
In the stick,
the wires and the pluses and all of that will be anywhere between 80% to 90%. Utilization. In fact, we are adding some capacity that comes in before. And some product lines were at 110% utilization, that also adding new lines coming in. The equipment part will be very quite okay. Yeah, it's all good already. You have to add a few jigs, fixtures, there's nothing much because of CapEx. You mentioned that you are adding sponsors in the outside India, right? So that is the first thing that adding markets.
The export market for obviously supply to selection market because all brand movement in those markets. Especially because the Indians presence in those markets is also very strong that is brand equity. We were doing nice training, you know, 2007 we were doing those. It's still okay with that. What I was saying is that we went down hill very fast, we were badly married. So we're pushing ourselves to restructure, we started to keep our personal dependencies, or the only personal dependencies inside. I have a much newer, smarter authority. That's one. Part two is the China factor. Badly looks much less with the style of independence. So the idea is we're investing in it, we're not going anywhere. We're investing in it and going, okay, listen, your base is very small, the BPX or the base, or you want to grow the base.
So where did the growth come from? In India also, I think geographically, we are present every year looking for 120 active inspectors. So how did the growth come? And then you actually
expect to have the Google process for that and go to the data on the report that we go to.
See, basically, what's happening for 10 years?
How much is that? Any number?
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about pre-COVID, I'd say China's presence is a lot more. Last year, China's presence is obviously a little bit less. We have a lot of product that comes into Vietnam, a little bit of Korea. So also pushing was replacing stuff like that. Then you have sort of high-end equipment, some of that I don't want to go over, but parts of spaceship. It also pushes to space a little bit back. We'll see some the good part is you see a lot of PSU and other companies pushing their things. A lot of railway business that is coming now, a lot of VHL business that is coming now, where we have four vehicles, other than the other, we have a fighting and support in that regard. You see, actually, the VHL with the lower end of the aircraft way more business than over there.
What is it doing?
How is it? Oh, that's not bad. I think so far things are looking okay. Just when you look at the math, it's very simple. You look at the metrics, you look at IIT, you look at the stuff, and you look at what your competitors are doing, and you sort of piece it together. It's an industry. I think what I've noticed over the last 40 years is that. That you can never say it's going great, going average, going bad, because other than that, the change is high. So, this is a whole difficulty calendar year, and we do now, we are already in your demand cycles, they've been tremendous ups and downs. If you look at the last 15 months, it's almost gone as much. And then someone like I think the steel guys, for example, the divide and all that, they also are very, very big. Exciting one, be better than it is. So it's pretty cool. Okay, I think.
This is the user industry, which is the most capable industry in the
market. Right now, it's the world process, and there's a large opportunity also to be able to use the world. Something like that, just a lot of jobs and stuff like that, and they're very well placed there as well. Railways is doing well, but for us, railways is still slightly small base, but doing very well. Oil gas should pick up. It's an indication that oil gas should pick up at some point. I really work in fact, I work a lot with whales or railway mining is okay. Steel cement power for centers or decent. Major capacity looking at it, something that is going back.
Annual expansion.
Yeah, that's what it is.
20% growth in the coming year.
Yeah, the coming year. I don't know, imagine what would be an answer that I assume something different as long as demand remains fairly robust.
Exports
are to be able to grow about 3-4%.
Exports are growing that high from all this European.
Our base is very loaded and very low. So yes, that is potential for us to grow export. So
strategy basically to build up market share. That is the main focus.
Where?
In both export and
I think we have a market share. Otherwise, another way, but the cash flow is more than the part of the strategy.
In terms of our top, there are top 10 players in our domestic industry, right? We and Nissan would be the major ones, then there are smaller players. So, is there a possibility that unorganized to organized property shift would happen? But in addition to that, is there a possibility that there are some players out of those who are not focused and we can take up their market share or grow faster than the industry?
Oh, yeah.
How would you do it? You spoke about some realistic monetization. Is it like possible?
Depends, yes, it could be possible. Or it depends on my entire regroup of my entire manufacturer.
So, are you hiring some external advisor like to guide you or
pretty much? You probably have an idea of what you want to do. Some case basis, but smaller things if you buy some handicap,
other web products business in Quantec.
Other
web products. What is that?
Other web products. So Quantec manufactures the electrodes that I told you about. That does the bearing on top. Other products are other non-electrodes that are used for enhancing the life of the phone. So they could be wear plates, they could be ceramics, they could be bubble spray. Any metallization technology, or not necessarily metallization, could be a ceramic technology that enhances the life of the piece.
Any view on that business? Is that growing faster or?
I mean, okay, it's slightly more, slightly that specific line, slightly more volatile than the other line.
Okay.
So we push it, we balance it up, we make sure that our margins remain okay in Africa. But the in-house manufactured wear products are much stronger than the business model.
It's not like that.
cost per month.
Have you already made any sort of
When you have margin, you have steel prices going up, stocking comes up, demand picks up, it's always easy to put in inflationary trend, it's still going up and it goes down because it varies from how it's going down. It feels a bit careful. So I don't think you're going to see a tremendous margin improvement happening there. That last 4 months, any savings that one week would be there, that would be not increasing. So, like what you saw from till August, September, and Friday, there was an 30% project. That now seems infeasible. Seems
infeasible.
Last price selling is a place, not only volume. We were selling online. Moving ahead, should this trend similar or for expectations? I think based on what is my indicative data. My indicative data is still. So whatever the CV guys are telling you is what I'm going to follow you with that same answer. The CV guys are saying, look, you can see this moving and that doesn't expect the consumption in India to get this. India's poor camera and consumption is so low compared to the rest of the world. It's only going to have to happen. So if you actually see that going through, yes, you will definitely see that.
So definitely you see it, there's a story of organized and unorganized world.
Yeah.
So we should be growing slightly better than.
Yes.
So this
market also, even by the last quarter, you look at the data, you look at the product mix. I'm very conscious to keep the product mix also as something that has not been what we're doing, but also realization. So the site makes the world, yeah. So you look at the product mix over the last 4 quarters of the higher value products plus, that is actually growing faster. Doing a little bit of that.
It has a commodity component. Right?
The same commodity
component. Which will again.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's a general pass to the commodity price.
It should be a generally pass to they were up to June, July, we had a very tough time because at that point in time, people saw hard to pick up, you know, what was going on, where else to get one month saw a good view. We have seen the market just collapse over there, which is fine, it's not the end of the world, it passed that very good, it's not the end of the world. We depend on the margins, but I said, I want to do more to happen, I want to get out of this. Now, so far, it's been safe.
So, in the quarter, you said you are expecting some margin improvement, probably the next 2 to 3 years, but what are the key levers behind that?
There is the basics. The pricing is a very, very important part. I think it's going to be 4-5% of the getting the more salary. It should be more than the better than the more than the more. The product mix. The third thing is you have to improve the legacy part. Simple, it's not very complicated, it's not getting it done.
So, product means as in the non commodity products, you expect the share to go up.
The modernized range of electrodes means that the company will also give us a benefit. As well as on the modernized.
Sir, this merger. You are going through the merger. Huh? So post merger, how will be that services and product and equipment?
So, I have to internally discuss it a lot of it and what kind of structure in mind, but I have not gone into the details and I have not reviewed it internally yet. And I also waiting for the motion to be approved. But we will see a rationalization in terms of what is welding, the consumables in it. What is equipment related? There is a lot of synergy between each company. And then what is
specialized maintenance and repair business.
In the percentage terms, how will maybe next three post merger, how it would look like? Because Adur Fontek is doing a lot of services. Huh?
Yeah. So this is Adur Fontek, some of the regional firm, now it's taking about 40 crores for the time, 40 crores for the time, because you are a few minutes ready, plus we are really business with the Indian technical and double check. You are putting in last year, you know, 45
You know that 3D printing business, what is the plan for that?
I have to be to make sure the value relation to the shareholders, but I'm working on that. So it's a play, it's a very interesting, they grow a lot, it's a very interesting industry. Rapi remains a very interesting industry, and Rapi is not money coming in. It's about our business after that, if you're aware of banking. I think you will see that they are very, very focused on a lot of, and you just figure out something over there that happens. For service, overall, the last year's development for it was 2 rupees market. In other words, that is a 40 crore business, possibly 40 crore should be a service area. Thank you, Ramon. So, my average should be 40. The rest would be. So, we manufacture our own product line. We have a different line of products where we purchase and we represent global companies and stuff like that. Hyperloop cutting, all that should be another 75 crores. That's 118. Then we should have 40-50 crores of service revenue plus another 4 items. Those are the main markets that we are at. Okay. So when the exact number that we have to buy, so not as good on our account, so it's like you. How many margins are there? All together. No, no, yeah, all together. 200. That's the data I have to see somewhere. Okay. With the.
I think our data days improved significantly in FY22 from earlier levels 90 to 55, 60 days.
Yeah.
What was the main reason and is the current
speak is about how we manage our institution channels on your own data? I think we're going to keep improving on that. We need to work on rising financing, all the growth opportunity to be on that. We will have the right example because the pay is going to go up. You're going to see a clear uptick because the highest business, but in general, it's not a wedding business. Now, they don't have any strategy.
Can you talk about the fairs and the
opportunity? So, like I said, this is a very old division that got merged at some point in the 80s, 90s, I don't know. When you make this play, the CD group, and see planes are coming out of the top. The fire that's coming up from some of the oil and gas places, gases being flared over there, and then the atmosphere, so it's environmentally better. That's what we do. We see more of the gas, less oil than the gas going down. We are one of the
that. And the fair market is not a business software like that. We historically didn't have like a larger than that business, but we non-player work, this is project oriented work, which is working us a lot. We were doing macro engineering, we were just doing larger projects, working capital, low margin, that sort of stuff. And we had this idea that we did do with the agency. We roll up, and we're very focused on the fair process. It's a neater business, but brilliant, then we built and over there. And I think we're very familiar about the engineering value we had, margins, cash flows, everything like that. And we're building up to block close to 50% of the book. So, I mean, the order book is not a university, it should be because the order book is not a university, it should be able to go clean and then build out from there. And the reason is that even beginning the project that they're working on, and it's good. I'm very happy to do this.
No other
So, what is the execution period once you get the
order? The order is like 24 months. A lot of things that you have to do most orders that most orders anywhere in the region of 2 crores, 2 and a half crores, up to 10 crores, 12 crores, 15 crores. It's a long order that you cost. Up to 15, 20 crores. That's where any private property. Basically, the total order of my internet is really very interesting. So, if the execution over, 24 to 28 months. This is over and above our normal. All products have
I think the question is that probably
the product is from farming and all. So it takes also the system market or within the building configuration, so we are adding wires and satellite to the data. So this is a different part. The margin is consumable systems are very volatile. So that's what you have to see in the
anything you all want to suggest, anything or any improvement or anything you all are looking at, or anything you all are open to any ideas that you all may have, or what will happen, you know, there's anything that you all may have.
Speaking of the facility, I think the sort of high-level AI tool for automation.
The automation, exactly. Automation stuff that needs to be done in fact, a very large area that we so it's only about 1 month, but you think over the cycle of 1 year to get 1 to 2 years, 2 years at least to get all that stuff. So yes, there is always a different purpose. So only 1 month, or 1 month, right?
What do you have to say?
So, right, and we have a little bit of it. I just need a merger to be approved because that has a big implication for that project.
Okay.
So, if I had a lot of that, which I can't share,
when are you expecting? Next year.
Hopefully, next 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah, with the Make in India and as well as defense. So for you, railway, a lot of spending is happening. So if you can, how it is going to benefit?
The consumption levels, especially for railway and all of that, we are seeing it improve. So it just gives you a lot of scale benefits in Africa. So we're seeing a good product mix come out, and a lot of stainless steel, which is always good to see. Stainless steel bag in manufacturing, a lot of that, it's super product mix also. Even though it's a tiny product, I think it's a good product mix. Healthier in terms of margins, in terms of top line. So I think most of that seems to be
and the reviving of CapEx cycle also reviving.
Applications are the CapEx cycle are there, we're seeing the but like I keep saying to everyone, it's not at least I don't see the front line like that. It's never talked about the front as the line keeps progressing. So we are slightly, I would say quiet is not the right word, but a slightly calm over. It's like exuberant, whatever. So, you know, it's not like I can tell you, oh, month to month is going to happen. It's always something going on a little bit soon, testing the water.
So, what kind of investment you are planning for next 2-3 years? In terms of campaigns or in terms of, you know, maybe acquisition?
I don't want to publicly get into it right now. Like I said, we'll have to adjust my monetization, raise that, everything like that. So, I'm just more watching. I still have to draw up that exact plan because I don't want to give you a number right now, but I will give you a number when I'm ready, maybe at the end of this financial year.
Okay.
But I will do it, so I keep telling people. I'll keep doing it in a way where I'm not for a tremendous following or something like that. There is enough for this company to be able to adjust those things quite easily. It's just a question of timing. There's enough to do it. So like in some years of massive capex and we won't monetize something as much as possible. We balance that. Anyway, I do try to do a matter of writing. I think it's a little bit of consolidation, but it's very big to be able to do that thing. Yes. Any other inputs, suggestions, improvements, we are always happy to hear if you guys have anything about this to understand. If you guys can tell us why GSAP gets such a premium over us, I'd love to understand that. I'm always interested in understanding why the gap remains so high between us.
significant amount of offices because it's a foreign owned company. Take that, that's nearly 50% of the valuation. Premium typically. You take any foreign company.
Right? Yeah.
That's nearly 50%.
We have also put in very
No, it is a different. I don't think the numbers. The numbers are very different. For example, 500 from market cap.
Right now,
CG,
Thank you.